Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the next 9 months while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return July 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' name. Amen. Listeners, before I continue with my teaching, I would like to express warm congratulations on behalf of Pastor McIntosh, the congregation of Kansas City Christian Faith Center, and myself to President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris on their historical victory to the White House. In 1 Timothy Chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, the scriptures tell us, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Therefore, please join me in praying for Joe and Kamala that God will give them the wisdom and fortitude to lead this great United States of America to a better future for all people, regardless of their gender, ethnic background, or political affiliation. Heavenly Father, we thank you that peace will prevail in the transition of this new administration, that everything will be done decently and in order so that the world will see that goodness, kindness, and integrity is our way of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Listeners, please continue to pray for all our leaders locally and nationally as they move forward with the work ahead of them. And God bless America as America blesses God. Now I want to proceed with our study. My teaching title, Divine Healing, Our Covenant Right, is vital for mankind in general and especially Christians because we have an adversary, Satan, whose only intention is to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan's deadly diseases, including COVID-19, were spawned in the pit of hell to destroy God's greatest creation, man. For those of you who have been with me from the beginning of this teaching, know that based on Scripture, I have made a valid case that the Holy Bible is a blood covenant book that was instituted by our Heavenly Father on the life, blood, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As a result of Jesus' obedience and faithfulness to complete his earthly assignment, mankind can once again be reunited to our Creator and live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. God gave Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead, to lay his life down on our behalf, whereupon safeguarding the blood covenant he made with Abraham, ensuring that no man could once again separate us from him. As a result, we can depend on God's promises recorded in the Holy Bible. His promises are forevermore written and confirmed on his life unto death. I thank my God in Jesus Christ that God is not a man that he should lie, Further, that Jesus did complete his redemptive assignment for all men. Christians can rest assured that our salvation and abundant life is paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, including our covenant right to divine healing. Let's read our four foundational scriptures for this teaching. And please note that for this study, I will continue to quote from the Amplified Study Bible, unless otherwise stated. Please turn to our first foundational scripture found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 says, "Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me. Bless his holy name. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases. Verse 4, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfy your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle." Please turn to our second foundational scripture found in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 53, we're going to read verses 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, "But in fact, he, Jesus, has bore our griefs and he has carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly assumed that he was stricken, struck down by God and degraded and humiliated by him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him, Jesus, and by his stripes, wounds, we are healed." Please turn to our third foundational scripture found in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8, I'm going to read verses 16 and 17. 16 says, "When evening came, they brought to him, Jesus, many who were under the power of demons, and he cast out the evil spirits with a word and restored to health all who were sick, exhibiting his authority as Messiah, so that he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took our infirmities upon himself and carried away our diseases." Now let's turn to our last foundational scripture found in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. It says, "He, Jesus, personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offering himself on it as on an altar of sacrifice, so that we might die to sin, becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin, and live for righteousness. For by his, Jesus' wounds, you who believe have been healed." Amen and amen. Again, all of these scriptures and many more like them tell us that Jesus took our sickness, pain, and diseases on himself so that we believers would not have to accept Satan's physical attacks on mankind. We are healed in Jesus. Now, I want to continue where I left off last week before I ran out of time. We were examining the healing, redemptive work that Jesus paid on our behalf and had just completed reading Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. We will not go back to reread this whole passage, but do want to continue some of the verses and their importance to us today. Therefore, please turn to the book of Deuteronomy. We're going to read certain passages from Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. Again, I'm going to highlight those key phrases that are critical for us to understand the wonderful covenant that we live under. So let's start with verse number 1. It says, "If you diligently listen to and obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all of his commandments, which I am commanding you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Notice that it says, if we diligently listen and then obey. So it's not good enough just to hear the word of God. Now you should hear the word of God because faith comes by hearing. But once you hear the word, you have to follow through with obeying the word. That's where the victory lies. Then in verse number 2, it says, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. So when we're obedient to do the word of God, the blessings will come on us and they will overtake us. We're not going to have to be worrying about what is going on in this world system that Satan runs. We're not going to have to be concerned about our children being protected, that our homes are safe from any sickness and disease. No. When we stay steadfast in the word of God and we apply the word to our lives, then we have the authority and power over all that is demonic, including sickness and disease. So those blessings that God has already provided for us will overtake us. Amen. Let's drop down to verse number 6. It says, you will be blessed when you come in and you will be blessed when you go out. That is awesome. Not only when you come in, but also when you go out. So the blessings are going to overtake you in every direction because you are walking according to God's word. Let's drop down to verse number 7. Last part of that verse says, they will come out against you one way, but flee before you seven ways. That's what's going to happen with those who come against you in false criticisms, lies, betrayals. It says the enemies will come one way against you and flee before you seven ways. So when we are under the word of God, we are protected. It says that the scriptures say that God will never leave us nor forsake us. So when we stand on his word and do his word, we are protected from everything that is contrary to God's plan and purpose, which is good for mankind. Verse number 8. It says, the Lord will command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all that you undertake. You know, there's another beautiful passage in the book of Psalm, chapter 1, that says that everything you touch will be blessed. That is based on covenant, because the prosperity is in us. It's like DNA. You cannot let it go because it is God's way for his people. He wants us to prosper spirit, soul, and body. Verse number 9, last part of that verse says, live your life each and every day in his ways. That's our responsibility and obligation, and it comes with benefits. The benefit is that the Lord's blessings will be on us and overtake us. Last verse that I want to highlight, verse 13, I want you to go down to the middle of that verse, and it says, you will be above only, and you will not be beneath. And all of us have experienced situations where we have been falsely accused, betrayed, lied upon, all kinds of evil stuff. But it says here, it doesn't matter, because we will always be above. When we are operating according to God's word and we are obeying his commandments, there is nothing or no one that can be victorious over us. It says you will be above only and not beneath. Amen. Being obedient to God's word always brings joy, peace, and prosperity. This is the benefit of operating under the protection and provisions of a living God. On the other hand, the consequences of disobedience are severe, and Satan does not care if you are ignorant of your blessings in Jesus. He will take your joy, peace, and life if you let him. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 68, God records a warning of the curses that are a direct result of following Satan in disobedience. I will not take the time to read this 54 verses on the radio, but you please take the time to read them on your own. And when you do, you will see clearly that living in disobedience brings no good to anyone except Satan. However, I do want to read verse 61, which is directly associated with health and healing, our subject. So please go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 61. It says, "Also the Lord will bring or allow on you every sickness, every plague, which is not written in this book of this law, until you are destroyed." Note that this verse says that every sickness and every plague will come upon the disobedient. I know for a fact that before I received the gift of salvation, I was overpowered by Satan and his demonic assignments. I lacked financially. I was sick and unhappy. I felt a void within myself that no one or nothing could fill. I thank God that I had a praying mom who prayed for me and my sisters until we came to our right mind to receive Jesus as our Savior and Lord. Once I received salvation, I could see the goodness of God and His plan and purpose for my life. Shortly after I got married, the Lord led my husband and I to a church home in California that taught us the uncompromising Word of God so that we would know our covenant rights in Jesus. As I studied and applied the word in faith, I grew and matured so that sickness and lack became a thing of the past. When I found out that Jesus took all sickness and diseases on the cross, I became bold in my confession regarding my health and healing. Please turn to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6. I will be reading out of the NIV Bible. Jeremiah 33:6. "Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people, and I will let them enjoy abundant peace and security." This is good news, family. You know, there are so many things going on in this world, in this nation, and it almost seems in the natural that it's impossible to have good health and healing and enjoy abundant peace and security. But I want to let you know that we serve a living God, a mighty God, whose only purpose for us is to live a good life. Prosperity. Spirit, soul, and body. So family, we need to key in on what God says and not what man says. We need to focus in on being obedient to God's word so that we can continue to live in that blessed state. Let's also turn to the book of Exodus. Exodus 15, 26. Again, I will be reading out of the NIV Bible. It says, "He said, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commands and keep all His decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." I want to share with you an awesome understanding of this verse that was given to me while attending graduate school in California. My husband and I had the pleasure to study under Dr. Charles Quinn, who is now in the presence of the Lord. Dr. Quinn was a scholar of the ancient languages of the Bible. His teachings always included the Hebrew and Greek translations of the Bible. One of the Hebrew translations he explained to us, I have never forgotten, because it clarified and highlighted who God truly is for mankind. In verse 26 of the book of Exodus, chapter 15, which we just read, most Bible translations read, I am the Lord who heals you. As good as this seems to us, please note that in the Hebrew language, this scripture reads, I am the Lord of the healed ones. Family, I want to repeat that. I am the Lord of the healed ones. Please note the difference because it is enormous. We are not going to be healed by our God. We are healed because our God has no sickness, no disease, no infirmities in him. And when we receive Jesus as our Savior and Lord, we take on his character and image, which is perfect and complete. We become the definition of shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M, which in the Hebrew language means peace, harmony, wholeness, completeness, prosperity, welfare, and tranquility. Everything that is good for mankind. Again, we must understand that our redemption in Jesus Christ is the true remedy for every man, woman, and child. We need nothing more to succeed in life, and there is no one or nothing that can take our victory from us. Now let's read from the New Testament to see what Jesus did about sickness and disease, so we can follow his example. Please turn to the book of Matthew. Now, keep in mind, listener, that he took all that is negative, that is demonic, to the cross and completed the assignment so we would not have to carry anything that belongs to the curse. But he showed us in his life how to repel sickness and disease. And now this is an example that I want you to hear and follow through in. So Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, Jesus is speaking. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. If you are a believer, Jesus, our Savior and Lord, is telling us that we have this authority and power to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and to cast out demons. Christians, do you believe? Then let's get busy about our Father's business and save the world from all that is demonic. Let's continue by reading from the book of Luke. Luke chapter 9, we're going to read two verses, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1 says, Now Jesus called together the 12 disciples and gave them the right to exercise power and authority over all the demons and to heal the diseases. Jesus sent them out on a brief journey to preach the kingdom of God and to perform healing. Now, again, I want to highlight some very key phrases within these two verses. In verse number 1, it says that Jesus gave the disciples the right to exercise authority and power over all the demons and to heal diseases. This same power and authority abides in you if you have confessed and accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. So the next step then is to preach the kingdom of God and to perform the healing. Amen. So that's what this whole study is about. Finding out your covenant right and then applying the authority that God has given you through Jesus Christ. Let's also look at Luke chapter 13. This time we're going to read verses 10 through 17. Luke 13, 10 through 17. Verse 10 says, Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And there was a woman who for 18 years had had an illness caused by a spirit, demon. She was bent double and could not straighten up at all. Then Jesus saw her. He called her over and said to her, "Woman, you are released from your illness." Verse 13. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she stood erect again, and she began glorifying and praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, began saying to the crowd in response, "There are 6 days in which work ought to be done, so come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath." But the Lord replied to him, "You hypocrites, play actors, pretenders, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? And this woman, a daughter, descendant of Abraham, who Satan has bound for 18 long years, should she not have been released from this bond on the Sabbath day?" Last verse, verse 17. As he was saying this, all his opponents were being humiliated, and the entire crowd was rejoicing over all the glorious things that were being done by him, Jesus. Family, I am so sorry. I am out of time. Please come back next week as we continue on Divine Healing, Our Covenant Right. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.